We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're joined now on the phones by Todd Walker, SEC Network analyst. You can follow him at ToddWalker12 on Twitter. And Todd, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate the time.
You're welcome. How are you guys?
And now, you know, Todd, do you have any concern? Because a lot of LSU fans, I don't know enough about basketball. I mean, baseball, I'm like a casual fan, and I watch as far as the pitching rotation and all the speculations was going to come about. Because whenever you have, I guess, high expectations and you're number one seed, then, you know, there's a lot of much is given, much is required, so to speak. And it's not necessarily been the case as far as getting ready to start SEC play where LSU's at right now as far as what they're actually going to accomplish going forward.
Yeah, the concerns, Bobby, would be the walk totals. I mean, they got 87 walks in 17 games. That's not good. If you go into SEC play, you're going to get clobbered. And the combination of that with the fact that LSU really hasn't thrown anybody out on the bases. They're for all practical purposes, they're 0 for 33 throwing guys out. And 33 attempts alone is a high, high number. Kentucky, for example, only has 8 attempts against them. So the stolen bases against. So what that basically means, you walk somebody, you're basically giving up a double. So I think those are the two concerns I would have coming in, is whether or not they can throw strikes, whether or not they can slide step, mix their timing up on the mound and do some things to keep those guys from stealing bags.
Now, you know, Todd, I mean, when you look at Kentucky, where are they at? I mean, I look in the past and it seems like when you're going up at Kentucky, that's a big home field advantage as far as the run production. And where's Kentucky at overall as a program? Comparing maybe to LSU getting off to a fast start.
Yeah, I mean, I like Nick Mangione. He's the, his third year, I think, over in Kentucky. They're not as good as they've been in the past. You know, if you remember, they had a 6-11 start here on Friday night.
Right.
Jelly, he's gone. You know, so the pitching staff as a whole, I think they're higher than a 4 ERA. They're average 278. You know, so they're just an average team. They're not great. It's a good start for LSU, especially in Baton Rouge, to get this opportunity to play them. They're really Kentucky's 13-4. Haven't played anybody either. They got swept by Texas Tech earlier in the year, but I mean they've had wins against Middle Tennessee, Austin Peay, you know, Eastern Kentucky, teams like that. So
yeah,
I think Kentucky will find out a lot about themselves this weekend as well. But they're very average at best. I think for LSU, Zach Hess needs to really get them off to a good start on Friday night. I think Eric Walker is going on Sunday. Instead of what everybody thought, they thought they might go with Landon Marceau, the freshman. But they've got a lot of options, does LSU. So we'll see how it all plays out this weekend, and they're going to make some adjustments as we go along. Remember, there's 10 weeks of the SEC, so, I mean, it's a long road starting this weekend.
We're speaking with the great Todd Walker, SEC Network analysis, how he breaks down everything. I mean, it speaks for itself. But, you know, the one thing, listen, I'm a historian. And no matter what the sport, and Todd, I'm looking at Coach Maneri and his dad, Doc Demi Maneri. I mean, the first junior college coach to win 1,000 games, that speaks for itself. In 30 seasons, Miami-Dade, North Community College, more than 100 of his former players were drafted or signed by professional teams. 30 of them made it to the majors. I mean, he was part of that JUCO 1964 championship team, three times finishing the national runner-up, or also he finished third. But to me, right there, 7 Halls of Fame he's been in. It was named the JUCO All-Century Team. I don't know. If you're in the All-Century Team, no matter what, that is significant.
You did something right.
Yeah. So I just look at Coach Maneri and his background and his father, how the major impact. You know, we talk about Skip Bertman and all, but Demi Maneri had a big impact on just promoting college baseball and where it's gotten today.
No doubt. Paul will be the first to tell you. I mean, everything he knows and learned from baseball was from his dad. And I was talking to him Tuesday night up here in Natchitoches, and Paul was talking about, you know, his dad had 30 seasons, like you just mentioned, in coaching. Paul Mainieri's on his 37th year, and he said as a kid, he remembered thinking 30 years at one school, Miami-Dade. I mean, wow, that's a long, long time. And now Paul's already gone 7 years past that. So it goes without saying it's just a special baseball family. You know, Mr. Mainieri certainly will be missed, and I know Paul, you know, is going through tough times right now. So our thoughts are with him. But, yeah, like you mentioned, just a great, great family. And, you know, it doesn't give enough credit to Paul Mainieri about the situation he was put in. I mean, he right. followed the great Skip Bertman. You know, I mean, anybody that followed Skip and didn't do what Paul Mainieri's done would have been buried.
Yep.
You know, and Smoking Wall tried it, you know, and he's a great baseball mind as well, and a few others. But, you know, nobody's been able to do what Paul Mainieri has done. So it's not said enough about how much success in now in his 13th year at LSU that Paul Mainieri has had for that program.
Now, Ty, look, okay, we kick it off SEC play. We got now feet wet or put our toes in the water. SEC expectations. Who's lived up to those expectations? Who you look forward to when they start play, and maybe who's been disappointing?
Well, I think Florida, you know, they're kind of putting along. They've been beat some by some in-state schools. At one point, they were the fifth team in the country. They're real young. In fact, they got two kids that should be seniors in high school this spring starting for them. One's their closer, and one's in the lineup hitting 360. So, I mean, they're young. Kevin O'Sullivan is just brilliant for putting this team together because they're going to be together for a while, at least 3 years. So Florida's going to be good for a while, and we all know that they're perennial. They're always good. A&M, you know, I'm going to see them Tuesday night. That's my first gig is Rice versus Texas A&M next Tuesday night. That'll be televised, so we'll get to see a lot more from Texas A&M, but they've got some real arms over there. The West is going to be tough. Ole Miss can hit. LSU is going to be tough. Texas A&M, like we mentioned, Arkansas is a little down, but they still got one of the best center fielders in the country. In Fletcher, Dominic Fletcher. So it's going to be a tough road. Alabama, you look at the Alabama's numbers right now, I mean, they got a sub-2 ERA as a team. They're hitting the ball a little bit. They got a real dude on Friday night, Sam Finnerty. So Alabama even looks, you know, Tennessee's rolling. So the SEC will tell us a lot about these teams because every year in and out, year out coming into the SEC, they're always 15-3, 14-2, you know, that type of thing. So we'll learn a lot about a lot of teams this weekend, but 10 weeks, man, 30 games total. And, you know, if you win 20, 2 out of 3 average each weekend, I think you win the conference, or at least the division. So I look for LSU and A&M to be on top on the left side, and on the right side out east, Florida, Georgia ought to be pretty tough over there. Vanderbilt, you know, going to be top, but one of the top teams in the east as well.
Todd Walker, former LSU Tiger and major leaguer, now with the SEC Network as an analyst. You can follow him at ToddWalker12. Todd, we appreciate the time and all the thoughts, bud.
You're welcome. Give me calling time, guys.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.